the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber has announced that he's taking a break from music to focus on his marriage and his health. He said, I've toured my whole teenage life and early 20s. I realized, and as you guys probably saw, I was unhappy last tour, and I don't deserve that, and you don't deserve that. You pay money to come and have a lively, energetic, fun, light concert, and I was unable emotionally to give you that near the end of the tour. His comments come amid reports that he's been getting treatment for depression. He addresses some of that in this statement by saying, I've been looking, seeking trial and error as most of us do, and I am now very focused on repairing some of the deep-rooted issues that I have, as most of us have, so that I don't fall apart, so that I can sustain my marriage and be the father that I want to be. He's not saying goodbye to the recording studio forever, though. He said, I will come back with a kick-ass album ASAP. My swag is undeniable, and my drive is indescribable. His love is supernatural. His grace is that reliable. Talking about his relationship with God. So,
Liv the Web Girl says, suck it up. I want more music.
I know. I love him and I care for him,
it's
but
been
he's
a while.
Been on a break.
It's been
he
a while.
He has been on a break already for years. We're not saying you have to tour.
Don't these people have some kind of vault in their house that has some like unreleased tracks? Just give us something.
I know for sure he has at least 20 unreleased tracks that couldn't fit on the Purpose album.
See?
Just give us a little bit
taste.
Of that.
But that was the music at the time, Liv. Now he's a different person. Okay?
But his swag is undeniable.
Okay. Can we quit saying swag just for a day?
Swaggy. Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, and his mistress, Sharina Hudson, welcomed a baby together yesterday. Sources say Hudson gave birth at a hospital in Philadelphia. excuse me. Hunter is yet to publicly comment on the speculation that he's the baby's father. Several news outlets reported earlier this month that he has been having an affair with this chick. Williams, meanwhile, was spotted leaving her sober living home in New York City without her wedding ring yesterday, but later that day, she made sure her wedding ring was back on for the taping of the Wendy Williams show.
She talks so much crap, but part of me does feel bad for her because it's like, I mean, if this is true, if this guy really, her husband, got somebody else pregnant and just had a kid, it's like, woo, that's awkward.
Yeah, that's rough. Dr. Dre was allegedly pushing his own daughter to become a USC student. Dre's daughter, Truly Young, posted last May, Dad pushing me to go to USC. The rapper caused a big commotion over the weekend because he posted a picture of him and his daughter holding her acceptance letter from USC, and he wrote in the caption, my daughter got accepted into USC all on her own, no jail time. Well, he took that post down real quick because he started getting criticism since he donated $70 million to the university.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Iovine did that big donation, which I feel bad for his daughter. Maybe she was talented enough to get in there, but listen, if I get in there, like I'm applying and Alex's parents donate $70 million, better chance for you than me.
Yeah, exactly. So that's awkward. And Mel B revealed something really shocking. She told Piers Morgan that she and Ginger Spice used to get it on.
What?
Yeah.
There were rumors that you and Jerry were, you know, more than just good friends. You'd had a little dabble.
She had great boobs.
So you did?
Well, not really.
Well, you clearly did, right?
Well, what do you consider as doing it or not?
Did you sleep with Jerry like that? Yes, really?
She's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in a country house with her husband.
See, now that doesn't do it for me. When I was younger, I had a thing for Scary and Baby Spice. That would have been amazing.
That would have been hotter?
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with Ginger. Like, I like redheads, but I just never had a thing for Ginger Spice.
Coming up in less than an hour, this rapper got really open about going to therapy recently.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up on the Joe and Alex Show. I feel dumb for having to say this, but apparently I didn't realize this was such a big thing. There was a post on social media yesterday kind of talking about how guys treat women. And obviously Liv the Web Girl had something to say when I brought this up. But then my wife's like, are you kidding me? Are you that dumb? Apparently I am. But I want to talk about this. I want to have a serious discussion next here on Radio Now.